USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The top Republican on the House Foreign Affairs Committee says that a number of chartered flights have been kept from leaving Afghanistan. Representative Michael McCaul says that the Taliban is preventing those flights from leaving the country. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that they're using these people who want to leave as leverage against the U.S.
We had six airplanes at Mazar Sharif Airport, six airplanes with American citizens on them as I speak, also with these interpreters, and the Taliban is holding them hostage for demands right now. The state has cleared these flights, and the Taliban will not let them leave the airport. So I'm sorry, the answer to your question is zero. And that's my concern, is they're going to demand more and more, whether it be cash or legitimacy, as the government of Afghanistan.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Approval of the president's handling of the pandemic is slipping, according to a new poll. Tim Berg reports.
President Biden's approval rating for his handling of the coronavirus pandemic has dropped by 10 points since late June as the Delta variant raises concerns and drives up cases nationwide. In a new Washington Post ABC News poll, 52% of respondents say they approve of the way Biden is handling the pandemic, which is down from 62% of adults who gave him positive marks in late June. Biden's overall approval rating has also dropped since June from 50% to 44%. 30% of adults questioned say they approve of the president's handling of the situation in Afghanistan, while 60% say they disapprove. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The World Health Organization declared the Mu variant of the coronavirus as a variant of interest last week after preliminary evidence showed that it might be able to evade vaccine protections. There have been large outbreaks of Mu in Colombia, where it was first identified back in January, with nearly 40% of all cases there of the Mu variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that Mu isn't an immediate threat in the U.S. The chief White House medical advisor tells CBS has Face the Nation why officials in the U.S. are still more focused on Delta.
Well, you're looking to see if it becomes more dominant, namely if the relative proportion of isolates in a given place, including in this country, becomes more. Right now, we're not seeing that. The Delta variant is over 99% dominant. So when we say we're keeping an eye on the Mu variant, we want to make sure it doesn't become more dominant. We actually don't know what the consequences would be. The concern is that it has a constellation of mutations that would indicate that it might evade the protection from certain antibodies. That's what we mean when we say we're keeping an eye on it. But right now, it is not an immediate threat, even though we take all of these variants very seriously.
And Patrick Cantlay outlasted Jon Rahm to capture the Tour Championship on Sunday. He shot a 1-under-69 in the final round to finish the weekend at 21-under, one shot ahead of Rahm. With the win, Cantlay also claims the FedEx Cup and its $15 million first prize. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.